Truth Letter, My Search for More Light and Truth, by Austin Fife. Read by Austin Fife. Avoid contentions and vain disputes with men of corrupt minds who do not desire to know the truth. Joseph Smith, Jr. In memory of E. Roland Brown. Light and Truth Letter, My Search for More Light and Truth, by Austin Fife, August 2024. Introduction, an open letter to the CES Letter Foundation, Mormon Stories, and other critics of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In January of 2014, I lost my faith. I confessed to my wife that I no longer believed in God, much less a Church of Jesus Christ. The conversation hurt, but it was a long time coming. My loss of faith was gradual, and then, all at once. It felt like my whole world had turned upside down. It hurt. I felt confused and lost. My wife's reaction surprised me. She did not panic or get defensive. Instead, she told me how excited she was for my faith journey. I thought I was leaving the church, but she reframed what I was feeling as the start of a journey. Then she made me a promise. If I could find more light and truth outside the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, she would follow me, and she meant it. It has been 10 years. I have read the CES letter several times and listened to many interviews on Mormon Stories. I spent countless hours hearing and reading from ex-Mormons and other critical Christians. I've learned a lot in my honest and exhaustive 10-year search. Over time, I felt unsettled about atheism or agnosticism, and I discovered things that forced me to re-examine my unbelief. As a result of my search for more light and truth, some questions troubled me. The following issues are among my main concerns. Manipulation and Fallacies, The Coming Forth of the Book of Mormon. Book of Mormon, Linguistic Evidence. Book of Mormon, Archaeology, DNA, and Anachronisms. Book of Mormon Witnesses, Evidence for Critical Theories. How Did Joseph Smith Know? Fruits of the Church. Women in the Church. Temples and Ancient Connections. Testimony and Spiritual Witnesses. Prophets and Ongoing Revelation. Church Finances. Abuse in the Church. LGBTQ+ Issues. Plural Marriage. Other Questions and Concerns. Summary of Critical Myths. Belief in God. Conclusion. Epilogue. Disclosures. During 1 6-month period in 2024, I collected most of the X, Reddit, and other social media or forum-type comments collected in this letter. Some comments have been hard to find again, or the original contributor removed them. I use brackets for clarity purposes without changing the intended meaning. Any particular comment is not important. I see the essence of every comment listed here almost daily on social media. My goal is not to make online commentators feel bad, but to illustrate the arguments of the critics of the church online. Throughout the letter, I use The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, The Church of Jesus Christ, and The Church interchangeably. I define the church like Elder D. Todd Christofferson does in his October 2015 General Conference address, Why the Church? Quote, Jesus organized his work in such a way that the gospel could be restored simultaneously in multiple nations and among diverse peoples. That organization, the Church of Jesus Christ, was founded upon apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. The Lord reestablished the Church of Jesus Christ once again through the prophet Joseph Smith. The ancient purpose remains, that is, to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ and administer the ordinances of salvation. In other words, to bring people to Christ. Close quote. I do not represent the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The thoughts, opinions, and questions in this letter are my own. If you wish to contribute material or feedback to the Light and Truth Letter, please visit www.lightandtruthletter.org. Light and Truth Letter 2024 by Austin Fife is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International. To view a copy of this license, visit the website online. Fair use. Light and Truth Letters, a Creative Commons work, and is available for free in the public domain. It may contain copyrighted material that has not been explicitly authorized by the copyright owner. The Light and Truth Letter is available for scrutiny, commentary, research, and nonprofit education. Therefore, it constitutes a fair use of any such copyrighted material as provided in the United States Copyright Act of 1976.